talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Welcome back to the CEO Hour with your host and executive coach, Bruce Peters.
Welcome back, everyone, to the CEO Hour. I'm Bruce Peters, along with Diana Pilatus, and we're continuing our wonderful conversation with Dr. Nat Williams, CEO, author, motivational speaker, but also a motivational person. So
yes.
Thank you so much for being with us, Dr. Nat. And before we, as we left off in the last section, and I want to circle back for a minute, if you wouldn't mind, back to your C's, because one of the things that we often hear from people, and your first C was around courage.
Yes.
And one of the things we'll often hear is, oh, people have to have courage, or they must be courage, or they've been, but how can we help people to be creative? Because being courageous is a choice. Maybe that's another C, isn't it?
No, I think that reality is people, when you look at all the things that people are doing in their lives, there is courage there. So I don't think it's something that people have to be taught. I think it's something when you look at a child, you recognize that they're born with that. We end up taking it away from them.
Yes, okay.
And so I think it's innate in us to be courageous people, but sometimes things happen.
To be human is to be courageous.
Correct. And so I think that we need to allow for that to come back into our lives, and because it's, you know, events have allowed it to be taken away from us. And so I think it's important to understand we have it. We just have to allow for ourselves, especially as adults, to call it back and to welcome it back. And understand it has a very, very important part in our place and part in our life.
And how do you do that? I mean, your sister.
Well, you know what? You just get to the point where you're tired of being tired.
Yes.
Some people can just get to the point and they can do it calmly. Other people need a tragedy or a situation to call up that. But there needs to be a mandate for change where you just say, today is the last day. This is the last hour. This is the last meeting. This is the last family dinner where we're going to live like this any longer. So someone has to have the courage. And when I was coming back into the country, I was dealing with a customs person, and this person apparently was having a very bad day and was beckoning everybody back. And because you're trying to come back in the country, he can pretty much tell you to do anything, and you're going to go ahead and do it. But I said, you know what, let's get through courage. Let him stamp my passport, and then I'm going to go find his supervisor. And I'm going to tell his supervisor that is just unacceptable. But again, it's having the courage to say, and I did it respectfully, and the supervisor said, thank you so very much. We apologize for it, and we'll get on it. And the customs agent said to me, I'm sorry, it's just been a bad afternoon. So what's important is to understand courage is speaking up for what is right. And doing right and behaving in the right way. So reality is, in our society, we just go along to get along. And that's why that customs agent was behaving the way he was because he's been able to get away with it.
Right.
One of the things that I learned
called him on
exactly.
It,
right. One of the things that I think the most eloquent thing I think Bill Clinton ever said was someone asked him, why did you do what you did in that situation with Monica Lewinsky? And he said, because I could.
Yeah.
And we need to have the courage. Just because we can doesn't mean we should, and we can do things differently because we're trying to stand up for the best in us, not the worst in us, and that's what courage is about. And so we can recognize that it's the courage to say no sometimes as opposed to the courage to say yes. It's just as important because we were destined to be someone special. A lot of times things have gotten in the way that has dimmed our specialness, and we have to say we want to call that up, and that can come bright back in our life again, but we have to have the courage to get started again to say, I deserve that, and I'm working toward it, and there's no stopping me.
One of our leadership guru that's on our show quite often would say also, not only do you allow it and give people permission for it, but if the greatest gift you can give to others is to require them to act courageously.
Exactly.
That expectation of them from you, and in a sense, that's what the sister did for you.
Correctly.
Right,
so,
and
which
what's
really
the best thing we can give our children? We expect them to be
stuff.
More.
So, what's next for you? What's the next book? What's the next trip? What's going?
Well, I don't know exactly what lies ahead. And one of the things that I've learned is sometimes I got to take my hands off of it and just do the good work and have the good thoughts and have the good behavior, and it's taking care of itself. And so I've stopped trying to orchestrate things as much as I used to. And so yeah,
somebody else is in control,
right,
aren't they?
And really, you know what? The other thing I recognize, you know, Bruce, is I'm in control, and that by doing the right thing, I'm driving down this pathway. I just don't know where all the turns are going to take me, but I know I'm on the pathway to do some good things and to continue to do some good things. So, again, it's that comfort in knowing that I'm going to put one step in front of the other, and it's going to lead me to a good place because I'm doing good by myself, you know, my family, my community, my job. And I think that's the most important. I think so often we sit around planning to plan, and nothing ever gets done. My job is, you know, I recognize whatever comes my way, I'm going to be a strategist in making sure I'm dealing with it, that I study success, I figure out who's gone before me and what they've done, and so I'm not reinventing the wheel. But at the same time, I just try to make sure I step with confidence and courage with what comes my way.
You can make it run much more smoothly, though.
I heard it described earlier this morning. I had heard it described as the antidote to depression. Is action.
Yeah.
Action and interrelationships.
There you go.
So it's a very, very interesting thing. We were also discussing turning points, which is a whole other issue. And what was fascinating about that is one of the things you raised is awareness. You have to be aware of what's going on to be able to make choices, to be courageous, by not trying to control it, that allows you to be more open and aware, doesn't it?
And Bruce and Diana, you guys are a good example of what I think is the most important thing is fellowship. Either one of you could do this show by yourself, but having the courage to say, you know what, I need other people to help balance me out, to offer perspective, that takes courage to share. And I think that we also don't recognize that fellowship is so important that we you know, there was a independent living conference for children that was titled On Your Own But Not Alone. And we need to recognize it's that fellowship that we're missing from so many aspects of our life, the person that can keep us out of our own way, that has the ability to have that courageous conversation with us, to tell us whatever we need to hear. So I think that fellowship is so very important. We see it, but a lot of times we don't know what to call it. But that's what a marriage is. Marriage is. It's fellowship. Mm-hmm. That's what a team is. It's fellowship. So we see it in all different aspects, but we don't know what to call it. We need to understand that's what it is.
It's also one of those things, Nat, it's one of your C's is collaboration. It's also one of the things that in our educational and our process and system, we're all led to believe we all do things on our own, that we're alone in this, right? And and it's the biggest lie that we can imagine. We are all in it together. And then Margaret Wheatley said we have to constantly remind ourselves that we are in this together.
Mm-hmm. Leave no one behind.
Yeah, and that when we collaborate and when we work, we don't work independently as much as we are taught to think that we do.
Exactly.
Well, and it's good to be with people who want to be better.
And they help you make life affordable.
Absolutely. You are not a risk anymore. You're not a hot mess.
There you go.
You're worth every penny.
So what else? What else is coming? Well,
tell us about being a dad.
Yeah.
Well, that is truly, you know, the most important job that I have and why I do all the things that I do. And, you know, one of my kids said to me, you know, recently, you know, are you famous? And I said, I just hope in your eyes.
You are now that you've been on our show.
Exactly. I will come back today and say, I'm telling you that today was the day that changed everything for me. But again,
attorney boy.
Exactly.
You upped your Google factor.
Exactly.
Seven children or soon to be eight, right?
It's eight children. And my wife goodness. And I have adopted a 15-year-old niece. That has joined our family over the summer. So she made number eight. We have shut down the factory. There will be no more children. But what is interesting, and going back to that challenging life event, I'm, you know, as I said, my mother had 12 children, and my 11 other brothers and sisters collectively only have eight children. And so it's important to understand that if we let this challenging events in our life take hold, it's going to cut down on so many of the things. You know, half of them don't have any children at all. And I think a lot of it had to do with the experience. They just did not want to pass that on to someone else. And that's not what was supposed to happen from that. It was supposed to give us instructions about how to do the job, not how not to do the job. Mm-hmm. And so I've tried to do my very best with our children to try to do a better job. And, again, one of the nicest compliments someone has said, you know, my birth certificate, there is no father's name. I don't know who my father is. We've never been able to determine that. But someone said to me, Nat, if you are a person without a father, a person would never be able to know that you are a fatherless person. And I think that's what we have to do with our lives, is to take the tragedies and the challenges and the situations and make sure that they don't show up every place we go, that people would have to work pretty hard. And So I try to use the metaphor as a caterpillar that turns into a butterfly, that turns into a bird, that turns into a plane. And that's what we need to do to our life, is that we all built on that caterpillar's premise. But hopefully when someone looks at us, that we've turned into an airplane, and people wonder, how did that ever happen? But it happened, going back to that point we've already talked about, because people had courage.
Yes, and it does take a lot of courage. And you just hope that people can find that, even when they're 5 or 6 or 11 like you were.
Sure.
Someone can help you like the sister did.
Sure. Makes a world of difference. And sometimes I think people may be sitting there and thinking, what can I do? Well, again, as we said earlier, just being kind to someone, just being considerate, just noticing. Life has told so many of us that we don't matter, just to let a person know, yes, you do matter. So there is something you can do. If adopting a kid or, donating money or doing whatever is beyond your skill, you have the ability, or your means, you have the ability just to look a person in their eye, to say, how are you doing today? We appreciate you. Whatever comes to your heart and mind to say, that will start changing the world. And as you highlighted, Sister Mary Patrick just took a moment. And I'm, I'm 30-something years later, and I still remember that moment that she took. So we could do that for people, and that doesn't cost any major money for us to do that.
What's the best way for people to reach you?
Sure, I have a wonderful website that we keep trying to keep up and current, and it's very simple. It's drnatwilliams.com, Dr. Nat Williams, all one word, and it's .com. And there they can find links to the television show and to the radio clips and other things as well.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being a guest. And it's been a very, very fascinating conversation. I hope we get a chance to meet face-to-face.
Yes, it would be wonderful.
Continue the conversation.
Thank you.
When we come back, our new not-for-profit for the month and how, with its help, one of the world's killer diseases is losing ground.
You're listening to WCEO's HQ's The CEO Hour on WS Radio, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Do you need to learn what other great leaders already know? Whether it's for your business or your life, learning from the greats is the best way to become great yourself. Lifelong learning is what great leaders strive for. This is why we're offering the WCEO HQ Leadership Accelerator Series, available to CEOs and top executives. Programs like our Facilitative Leadership Program, a program devoted to creating personal development and leadership growth. Topics we cover are learning how to first lead yourself and then others, building a high-performance organization and teams, and tools in the toolkit. Learn the 6 essential skills of facilitative leadership. We're also offering Strategy Leadership and the Soul. It explores the concepts of the rapidly changing business landscapes, global interconnectedness, technological innovation, and the diversity of the needs of customers and employees. You'll take away the tools from all our programs to apply to your business right away. To learn more about the Leadership Accelerator Series, go to wceohq-radio.org. The CEO Hour on WS Radio every Friday from noon to 2 is the number one resource for small to medium-sized business executives who want to break through to the next level in their business and their lives. Every week, we focus on an upstate New York CEO who has grown their business in good times and bad. They tell their story of survival and success. We also feature national and local resources that will help you run and grow your business profitably. Resources who are experts in expense reduction, human resources, sales, leadership, and much more. We believe in giving back to our community. Each month, we feature a not-for-profit in upstate New York. A member of the organization and its board are on the show each week highlighting their contributions to the community. They need the help of the business community through donations and volunteerism to continue to give their outstanding support. Join us on the CEO Hour Fridays at noon and become a part of our organization of high performers learning together. You never know, it might be the answer you're looking for. Find out more on our website, wceohq-radio.org.
I have some good news for a change. With the stressful times upon us, having a regular glass of wine has proved in many studies to reduce stress. Want some more stress-relieving tips? VinVillage.com is an exciting new social organization connecting wine lovers around the country with an exclusive local and online wine lifestyle experience. VinVillage members can meet others online and in person, attend wine dinners and tastings, participate in forums, blogs, and wikis, purchase limited and exclusive wines, even create your own wine. You heard me, create your own wine. And best yet, membership is free. So reduce some of the stress and have some fun. Join now and connect with thousands of other like-minded wine lovers. To learn more, go to vinvillage.com. That's www.vinvillage.com. Vin Village is where wine lovers connect.